Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Hey, man, when you finally get out, what you gonna do? I mean, some people might be going to national parks. I'm that kind of guy. Maybe just a great restaurant you want to get back to, get with your friends, your family. You have at least one thing that I know you're looking forward to getting to do again. How do you plan to move forward after COVID-19?
We love that old Ruston area on the waterfront in Tacoma. There's like so many awesome, cool restaurants. Obviously, right now they're doing takeout, but a few of them I was just like, man, it'd be nice to be able to sit outside in the nice weather. I can't wait for that time. Enjoy a good meal.
I know. And this with this week, the way it's coming, man, it's like, oh, we thought it would be, but not yet.
Not yet.
But when we can, how do you plan to move forward after COVID-19? Share what you're excited about to move forward on. Use this hashtag on social media, hashtag MovePNWForward. You want to find out more about how you can move the Pacific Northwest forward? Just go to radio.com/MovePNWForward.
Let's play
Wednesday, so let's try to whack him instead.
Whack it.
Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
All right.
Woo! Whack it.
And let's get to our contestant today. We've got Chris in Lake Stevens. Chris, are you there?
I sure am. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Chris.
What's he playing for today, Steve?
A prize to be named later once we get past all the lockdown stuff.
Exactly. All right, Steve, get out of here.
Get on out of here. Whack it.
For those playing at home, Chris will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Chris, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
The video game Assassin's Creed Unity is set primarily in which city during the French Revolution?
Oh, gosh. Pass.
What nuts are used to make satay sauce?
What sauce?
Satay.
Peanut.
Yes. Ken Jennings first appeared on Jeopardy in what mid-2000s year?
5, 6, 7.
No. People with type 1 diabetes need to inject themselves with what?
Insulin.
Yes. What former UK leader was nicknamed the Iron Lady?
Margaret Thatcher.
Yes. What did Ariel trade to become human in Disney's The Little Mermaid?
Voice.
Yes. Each team in men's lacrosse has how many players on the field?
6.
No.
7.
No.
8.
No. What female singer had the 2007 hit song Umbrella?
Rihanna.
Yes. A botanist is a person that studies what?
Plants.
Yes. The movie Do the Right Thing was directed by whom?
Spike Jones?
No.
Spike Lee?
Yes. The video game Assassin's Creed Unity is set primarily in what city during the French Revolution?
Paris.
Yeah!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 correct.
All right, we got ourselves a game.
Yeah. Someone's getting
last time I got 8 too.
Uh-oh. Did you win last time?
I did not. Steve got 9.
Oh, well, hopefully we don't have a repeat.
Whack it.
And it goes your way this time. And you get to whack Steve.
That's what we'd like to say.
Whack it.
Steve, are you ready?
Grabbing my ding.
Ah, yeah. Wow. Okay.
There's a lot of buttons over there.
He thinks he's going to win, does he? He's already started playing.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, that's bad. That's so bad. That's
foreshadowing.
Bad form, buddy.
That's like Babe Ruth calling a home run right there.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Guess what, Babe? Not Ruth.
The video game Assassin's Creed Unity is set primarily in what city during the French Revolution?
Paris?
Yes. What nuts are used to make a satay sauce?
Wait a second, where can I find it?
No.
No, peanuts.
Yes. Ken Jennings first appeared on Jeopardy in what mid-2000s year?
2005.
No.
2004.
Yes. People with type 1 diabetes need to inject themselves with what?
Hot beef.
No.
Insulin.
Yes. What former UK leader was nicknamed the Iron Lady?
Margaret Thatcher.
Yes. What did Ariel trade to become human in Disney's The Little Mermaid?
Her feet?
No.
Her fish?
No.
Her hair?
No. Each team in men's lacrosse has how many players on the field?
Each team has 7?
No.
9?
No.
6?
No.
I don't even remember. I ain't played it.
What female 8? Singer had... No. What female singer had the 2007 hit song Umbrella?
Rihanna.
Yes.
Rihanna.
A botanist is a person that studies what?
Plants.
Yes. The movie Do the Right Thing was directed by who?
Spike Lee.
Yeah.
Great film.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Well, Chris, you don't lose, but you don't win. It's a tie.
Hey, son of a...
But Steve doesn't get his song.
No, he had his hand on the button, and he got punished. He got no whacking.
Whack it.
But he got punished.
Exactly.
Good job, Chris. You hang on the line.
Steve. You too, my friend.
We'll tell you how to get what we don't know what you're going to get.
Exactly. Yeah. He didn't know Ken Jennings was 2004, but he did know that Ariel traded her voice.
Oh.
Yeah. And you'll become
and
familiar with that,
2004
Steve, soon.
If he knew the game. That's the I mean, as far as when you say the mid, whatever.
I say mid, yeah. It's usually 4, 5, 6. Well, it has to be with my mid.
Exactly. That's why I was so bummed. It's like, oh, my gosh. If he loses because he didn't know that game.
And I didn't know Steve played lacrosse.
I did in high school.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you don't remember how many people are
it's
on?
10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's 10 people.
Good job, buddy.
I don't know why. I was just a goalie. I didn't even know. We were terrible.
This is a shocker. That's why, the goalie hockey, goalie lacrosse.
Oh, we were awful. We were like a brand new high school sports team.
Oh,
and
no.
So we were like the inaugural year. And boy, we were just the whipping boys of our entire high, like of all the high schools around. Like, we had a great coach. He was a guy who played like NCAA and all this. And he was a former, like, guy that was like, you know, played at a high level, and he wanted to bring lacrosse to the community and to our high school. I think he had like a younger brother or something like that.
Oh, wow.
And he put together a team, and I was like, yeah, I'm in. And man, that was the worst. It was just like balls constantly I was getting hit with.
Just coming right at you.
Hey. And lacrosse goalie and indoor, it's like hockey. You got all this crazy gear on, right? Outdoor lacrosse, you barely have any gear on.
Yeah, you got the helmet.
Like, it's really like the big net for that you can catch. Like, you really got to be pretty damn good, and that I was not. So I would try and stop them with my body, like a hockey goalie. And
oh, God.
All these welts.
Oh.
That ball's not very forgiving.
No, it's not.
No.
And it goes super fast, too.
Yeah, it does.
That's terrifying.
And our team sucks, so I had that on top of it. We're just, like, getting lit up every game.
Oh.
Well, but the first time you get hit with it, I would literally, as a goalie, I'd just be like, no, go ahead and just shoot it past me.
But we were also pumped because we're like, oh, we're a high school team. We could get our jackets and all that, man.
Well, I mean, you kind of sucked at this one because you tied. So, congrats to Chris on tying you.
I mean, 8's not bad.
Yeah.
I mean, come on now. But yeah, if you tie or beat Steve, that's how you get the prize. As simple as that. Here's some wild news. I mean, it's been a long time, but it's really fascinating that it's been this long that it's going to set a record. FX has renewed It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia for a record 15th season, making Sunny the longest-running live-action American sitcom in television history.
Wow.
And you've got to go back a long ways in order to be able to find the one that they just broke the record on. And it was a huge show, too. The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, which ran for 14 seasons.
No idea. I've heard of the show, but I have no idea what it's about.
How crazy was this? This was a real family. Like, you know, I forgot about this. Ozzie Nelson. Yeah, well, you know, you think of when they do a family, right? There's the husband, the wife, the kids. They're all actors. They're not, like, they're not all related. But Ozzie Nelson, Harriet Nelson, and their sons David and Ricky, they were all family. And Ricky Nelson was like a big, like, singer. Like, he was a heartthrob, you know, like the hot dude of the for all the girls.
And more importantly, he's the dad of the Nelson twins.
Oh, that's right.
Remember that really cheesy metal band, Nelson?
I forgot about that. Yeah, you're right.
Damn straight.
So they ran for 14 seasons in
Gunner.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, God,
I forgot. I totally forgot about that. Yeah, so from the late 50s, early 60s, it was 14 seasons that Ozzie and Harriet ran. I should say from the early 50s to to pretty much like the mid-60s. And but how about this? Sonny, which I thought their last season was great. And it ended in November of 2019. It was a great season. I mean, I have to tell you, there's been only like one season where I have not liked Always Sunny, and it was when Matt got fat.
That's where I stopped watching. I was not like a diehard Always Sunny in Philadelphia fan, but I would watch it pretty frequently, and I was getting into it. And then that season, I was just like, I feel like these guys are just now, like there was a charm to their unlikability. And then at that point, I was like really not liking any of them anyway. So,
yeah.
But I've heard that the seasons have gotten better. I just have never gotten back on the stick again.
Last two have been really good. It's basically the form that they had in their early seasons. And
I should get back on that.
Yeah, it's I mean, you know, if you got nothing else to watch. I mean, well, why not?
No, we just started the upload.
Yeah, just started the upload again, kids. So, yeah, they have started writing the new season, which will make it the record-breaking season. We just don't know when it's going to air.
One texter says the last three seasons should not count. They are horrible.
Whoa, I totally disagree. I'm sorry, but I totally disagree.
And how many networks have they been on? I mean, I know they've been on FX, but I feel like they've been on FX, FXX, FXXXX.
Yeah, you're right. Well, when they went on FXX, they got to say a lot more swears.
Ah, is that what the X stands for?
Yeah, I think that's what the extra X stands for. Boy, I mean, you know what? The texter and I, look, here's the thing. After 15 seasons, 14 seasons, whatever, you're going to have an expiration date for a show. So sometimes a show isn't bad. It's just you're done with it. Mm-hmm. When it's on for that many seasons. And it's going to be interesting because Sarah and I don't have a show to watch again, so we're going to start watching Shameless again because we stopped as an 8.
Oh, okay. So you're going to pick up from there or you're going to start from the beginning again?
Yeah, well, we're going to pick up from season 8 because we get to see Sarah Colonna. I never saw any of her episodes because she was on after season 8. And we'll see if it's still good. It could have its expiration date and it might not be good for us anymore.
Can I ask a stupid question?
You sure can, buddy. That's your wheelhouse.
Hulu, right? That thing.
Hulu? You mean the app?
Yes.
Yes, Hulu.
In order to watch The Letter Kenny, do I need to subscribe to Hulu? Or is there like, I know there's a free, is there a free version of Hulu with commercials? How does this work?
I think
I want to watch Letter Kenny because everyone that I know who I like their opinion on television shows loves that show. And I love Trailer Park Boys. And it seems like it's very inspired by like the hockey vernacular and vibe. So I think I'll enjoy Letter Kenny, but I don't feel like subscribing to Hulu.
Hulu has, I think, is it Rev? You get commercials and pay a lower subscription rate. And then if you don't want any commercials, then you pay a higher subscription rate.
Rev's in the bathroom.
Oh, that's my memory of Hulu. Now, I know a person that knows a person, so I'm not on Hulu anymore legitimately.
So I can't just watch it for free.
But when I subscribed, I remember there was a commercial version and a non-commercial version, but they both had a price.
Okay. I was just wondering, because I don't need another streaming service.
It's the trouble, man. I mean, this is the hard thing, because Paramount wants you, not Paramount, excuse me, Peacock and HBO Max, they're all coming out trying to get my money.
Oh, I know. It's funny because how many people are like, I'm done with cable. I'm saving so much money. And now it's like, I have 37 subscriptions to these streaming services. I'm going broke.
Exactly. Yeah, you knew this was going to come. You knew this was going to get on the street. It was a nice world when Netflix got to get everything and the television networks would just give it all to them. But
yeah,
no,
they had a nice run. They still do. I mean, they're putting out some fun stuff.
Yeah, it's a nice run where that's all we had to pay for.
And they got Parks and Rec, and I'm knee-deep in that.
We had a nice run. Let's just say that we, as the consumer, had a really great run.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, that's why I wasn't quick to cut the cord, because I'm like, yeah, you know, if you don't have cable, you kind of got to get Hulu to get a lot of shows that you would find on cable. That's the key.
Someone says Hulu with a few commercials is like $6 a month. Letter Kenny is worth it. Another person, Letter Kenny is on YouTube. Steve, figure it out, eh?
No, it's not on YouTube. Well, is it illegally?
Yeah.
They don't like. They don't stay up long.
That's what I was gonna say.
Yeah. It's like that anymore.
Whenever like there's like a big pay per view for like a UFC fight or a wrestling event, and I'm like, oh man, I just want to watch this one match. I see on Twitter it's on. I'm like, I bet if I go on like Facebook, somebody's streaming it, and they typically are. But it's so like low budget.
Yeah.
And then I just, I'm like, I should just subscribe to it.
Yeah.
But, okay, well,
all right,
it all out.
There you go. I mean, $6 a month is not bad. Plus, you know, you get all your other shows that you might like.
$11 a month for commercial-free Hulu.
Okay.
Yep, that's what I do.
He's back.
Oh, yeah, I had to poop.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, we know what you do.
we needed your help, and you were gone. So
we had to find out ourselves. You needed to look something up.
Yeah,
I was just curious if Hulu offers a free version so I could watch Letterkenny with commercials. But apparently I have to pay no matter what.
Yeah. It's like $7 for that.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, no problem.
Zero
and
time.
Letterkenny did start off on YouTube as Letterkenny Problems, but then got bought and then put out as what it is now.
So is there anything on YouTube at all that Steve could check out?
I just said Letterkenny Problems.
Oh, so it is officially still there?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I know it started there, but I wasn't sure. Sometimes when somebody gets bought out, they go, guess what? You take it off everything.
Swipe it clean, yeah.
But if it's still on YouTube, Steve, you can then that's the best thing to go watch that and see if it's worth it.
See if I want
to
commit to it.
I started Letterkenny, and it's a fun show. I just have not picked it up again because of everything else that's out there. But I checked it out because everybody was talking about it. And, you know, they're right. The show's very
funny. Have short seasons, a lot of seasons, like seven, I think, now. But they're like 6 or 7 episodes. And they always have a holiday special, which is super fun because they're like St. Paddy's Day or just like a one that they made up, like Outdoor Beer Day. So it's kind of fun like that.
Yeah. There you go.
Boom.
You got it, Steve. You're in. And now it's time for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Your calls, your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK, Texas at 77999. This is your opportunity to shine bright like a diamond.
Wow.
But Steve, he's got a rule.
Show some energy, BJ, and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to gong you. Set you off.
Goodbye, old friend.
By saying goodbye to you.
206-421-ROCK, Texas at 77999. And you know what? We got to start it off with a guy that he's making $80 million a year now in the comedy industry.
Is that what the celebrity net worth says?
That's what he says. Craig Gass, multi-skillionaire, according to the celebrity net worth thing. Craig, welcome, buddy.
It's funny you bring that up because at the beginning of the coronavirus, the beginning of this pandemic, I actually caught myself going into this wormhole of paranoia and thinking that society was going to break down. And I thought, what if while I'm out going for a walk, I get kidnapped? And then all of a sudden I remembered our last conversation and thought, what if I get kidnapped and they research me and they think that I'm worth $89 million and I'm screwed? Like, I actually got that level of paranoid.
Whoa.
For a good 24 hours.
You went right down the rabbit hole, brother.
I never thought about that, but like a kidnapper might think, this is our meal ticket. We'll kidnap him and we'll contact his loved ones to get his money.
Yeah, and I'll have to tell him, dude, he's got $1,000.
Yeah.
We
might be able to scrape up 4 digits for you, sirs. That's all we got. Damn. What's up, buddy?
Nothing, man. I'm just staying positive and, I had that 24-hour freak out, but I've just been enjoying staying positive, because that's the only thing we have any control over, is how we react to all of this. But in the last few months since I last talked to you, I mean, when this pandemic hit, I enjoyed the Tiger King like everybody else, and I was surprised that nobody focused on what I thought was the most fascinating thing about the Tiger King, which is that that guy, Joe Exotic, got to have straight men put out for him and marry him. And
it's pretty amazing.
There's only one. Yeah. And there's only one moment where he explains how he did it, where he talks about the one guy that came to his zoo. And he said, let me ask you a question. Are you straight or are you gay? And he said, I'm straight. He said, well, let me ask you something. When you watch porn, you like the big ones or you like the little ones? And he said, I like the big ones. And I said, well, you're not that straight then. And I was like, that's all it took, was that riddle is all that you needed to make this guy flip.
Dude, when the show first came on, that was like the first thing I brought up to these guys. I'm like, you won't believe like his whole way of making things happen. And then a bunch of people text in saying, oh, that's a Ron White joke. And I'm like, oh, crap, I didn't know that.
Oh, my God, that's right. It is a Ron White joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish there was, like, is there any equivalent for that you can talk to a girl in a bar and go, well, let me ask them, do you like girls or do you like guys? Well, if you like guys, then I'm not really out of the picture then, am I? Like, there's nothing that equates to that. But I just have been enjoying laying low. I mean, you guys are still working, and you're still working out of the studio, right?
Yep. Yeah. They hazmat at this place at the beginning, which was great. And also, we've got a hospital below us. So I told everybody, look, I'm old. I'm at risk. I like the fact that I can just basically go downstairs if I think anything's wrong with me. I want to stay right here. I was super paranoid about it. I don't want to leave the hospital. They got everything right down there. This is where I need to be. And they cleaned this place. It was great. It was like out of a movie, the folks that came in there, like the hazmat suits, and just sprayed the hell out of this joint. And the company's been really good about it. And so we've been able to be here the whole time.
Wow, that's amazing. And you guys never stopped. You guys kept coming into work.
No, man, we're essential.
Yeah, that's right. I tried to tell Steve we weren't essential, but he wouldn't have it.
Nope.
He would not have it.
You know, at the beginning of this whole thing, I almost, I wanted to do a joke on a Radio Friends show, but luckily for me, his show ended up getting canceled. There's a guy who has a syndicated rock show named Eddie Trunk.
Eddie's
had Eddie in studio before.
And Eddie's show is done? I didn't know that.
Well, no, his show on the day that I won, because I was in New York, I performed in Manhattan on March 13th and 14th, and I was going to do his show on the 16th. I was going to call in. And Eddie always lets me do whatever I want, like you guys do. Like, I'll call in and I'll just tell him, hey, I have an idea. Just play with it. And I'll usually call in as a celebrity and then he'll roll with it. And then he announced on Monday, hey, unfortunately, we're going to have to do a best of because they're not letting anybody in the building.
Oh, and my plan that makes was, sense. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And my plan was on the 16th, I was going to call in as Gene Simmons and say that Kiss invented the coronavirus. And I was going to say, and we have a cure, but it'll cost you. Go to kissonline.com. We are selling all types of COVID-19 products because we're broadcasting live from a wet market. Get your mask. Get your hand sanitizer. We're selling whatever it is, it's $85 a pill. I would have buried myself. I luckily that show ended up not happening. And then over the course of the next 7 days, I just thought, oh my God, thank God I never called in and said that, because it just got so serious so fast.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, nobody really felt like it was ever going to really be that serious. I mean, I remember my wife asking me, hey, you know what? We may want to go celebrate my mother-in-law's her 85th birthday. And it was in May. And my wife's talking to me in February going, or actually in January, do you think there's anything to this that we might not be able to make that trip? I said, honey, it's not even over in our country. I don't think it's a big deal. Nobody thought it was a big deal. And next thing you know, we are where we are.
Yeah, I remember talking to a friend of mine who works for the band Aerosmith in March. I don't know, I think it was late February. And he was saying, I don't think we're going to go. We're going to have to cancel our European tour. And we had a discussion about, well, who really, I mean, who's really at risk. And he said, well, that's the problem, is I have a guy in my band who has a compromised immune system, which I didn't even think about. Tom Hamilton has been went through a cancer battle.
He has
a compromised immune system. And and comedy shows got weird.
Well, not for nothing. The entire band of Aerosmith is basically like they're at risk. I mean, because just how old they are.
That's a great point. That is a great point. Yeah, the last comedy show I did was on March 14th in New York. And the comedian who was on before me, it was a small crowd. And there was a weird energy in the room. And the guy in front of me was just eating it. And then he finally just stopped and went, all right, I'm going to get out of here. I got another show I got to do here in July. So, and then he walked off. It was the perfect line. But we're actually going to do, I've been doing a lot of, I've done 3 corporate comedy shows now on Zoom.
Oh.
For companies that have been, yeah, which is,
I've done
corporate gigs for, it's only, I'll tell you what's weird about it is that before you go online and do these comedy shows, I do the same kind of homework that I would for a regular corporate show. And people will say, hey, I'll tell you a couple things about our company. And they'll tell you if they need you to be G-rated or PG or anything goes. But they'll tell you stuff about people who work at the company. So when someone says, oh, yeah, Tim in accounting got caught watching porn at work. And you say that, and you're looking right at the guy's face going, what the hell? Like,
Yeah, that is a little different because you can see everybody in the Zoom frames like that as opposed to just looking at all these faces in a live crowd.
Yeah, I understand Sue became a whore at the Christmas party.
Oh, there you go.
Like, you know.
The nice thing is if someone's like a heckler, you could just mute them.
Yeah, oh, you
that's
can.
Right.
Yeah, and we're actually doing, I'm doing a public show on Saturday, which you realize that the ability to put on a show isn't limited to who's in town and who's not in town, that you can do a show and have everybody join in. So I'm doing what is essentially like a showcase show that I do at the Comedy Store every couple of months, where I have guys like Alex Hooper, who's on America's Got Talent,
nice.
Brian Scolaro. What's that?
That's nice. So you're putting together a nice little show.
Yeah, we're doing a show on Saturday night that's going to start at 7 p.m. West Coast time, 10 p.m. East Coast time. And I'm going to have a special guest show up like I do at the Comedy Store, which the last few shows I did at the Comedy Store, the special guest was Jeff Ross, Bobby Lee before that, Whitney Cummings before that.
Ooh.
And I get someone to just pop in.
Nice.
Yeah, Bobby Lee actually ruined my last show. Because
it's Bobby Lee.
I made the mistake of watching him.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys had Bobby in the studio,
oh,
right?
Oh, Bobby, yeah, Bobby.
We've had Bobby naked in front of our boss's desk.
Yeah. Bob, we see what Bobby's toting, unfortunately. We know exactly what any other person that gets romantic with him is in store for.
Always nice to see Bobby.
Yeah, it always is. Well, to see Bobby himself. Sometimes parts of Bobby we'd like not to see, but it's always nice to see most of him.
Yeah, he's got a habit of, he really enjoys getting naked and shocking people. He got up and I made the mistake of watching him before I got on stage last time. And he just told a story about visiting a prostitute at a whorehouse. And I'm realizing I'm building this up, I can't even share the details of the story. But you know what? I'll tell the story online. I'll tell the story at the comedy show. But yeah, he's
so when is
we're gonna have a bunch of headliners?
So it's happening at 7 p.m. Pacific time. And how do they? Where do they go to be able to be part of this?
You just go to getgas.com with 2 S's, and on the day of the show, you'll be sent a code to join the room. And we're going to have fun, and we're going to hang out after the show and do a meet and greet and just hang out with the audience. It's something I've been doing with a few friends around the country. And it's one of the positives of this pandemic is that we can get anyone now to join in from any part of the world. So
that's
pretty
great.
Cool.
That is really great. Yeah, dude, that's a great idea, especially because like you can get, who knows who the mystery guest is going to be, because like you said, they're going to be doing it from their house. So you can get them from, they'll be like, sure.
I like this.
Yeah, and I got to say, when the time comes and we get to the end of the year and you guys are up for a live day again, it really does make the show and the potential for the show a lot more dynamic to have more people involved. So something to think about. But
all right, buddy.
But yeah, we're going to do it on Saturday night.
Craig Gass, Saturday Night Show. Who knows who the special guest is going to be? Go to Get Gass with two S's, getgass.com, and you can get your code, and Craig will get you all set up for the 7 p.m. show Saturday. Buddy, it is good to see you, man, or I should say hear you. I mean, it's the best we can do right now. But we will yeah, be seeing man. You soon.
It's almost June. Seattle Mariners still tied for first.
Yeah. Woo! That's the one good news. That's the positivity. Again, go to getgass.com. Take it easy, buddy. It is.
All right,
there he goes, Craig Gass. A lot of comics are doing that, so that's a cool thing. All right, as listeners on the loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. More of your calls, more of your texts at 935 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's listeners on the loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Michael in Seattle. Michael, you are on The Rock.
Good morning.
Morning, Michael. What you got for us, buddy?
Well, it's the music talk you were doing earlier reminded me of a question I wanted to ask you all, which is, have you ever encountered a song used so powerfully in a movie that from their end, thereafter, whenever you hear that song, boom, you think of that movie?
How about you? What song is that for you?
Well, I'll give you a couple of quick examples. One of the ones you play, Last Resort, used in the very last scene of the Jet Li movie, The One. The
Ooh.
Big fight that does the huge pullout.
Yeah. That's a great movie. I love that movie.
I think it's called The Immigrant Song, Led Zeppelin, used in Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah. I think for me, the first one that pops in, and I'm thinking of, I hate to bring it up because we're not supposed to, but it's Fight Club. In the closing credits.
Oh, I can't believe you did it.
It's the Pixies, Where Is My Mind? And it's always been one of my favorite Pixies songs, but it just added a whole other level when, like, you know, you just went on this weird journey that was Fight Club, and it ends with that song, and it's just like, when you hear it all kick in, it's like, oh, brings me right back to that movie.
Nice. For me, it's the funniest thing. The thing that pops in my mind, just because of the juxtaposition, was the Hit Girl sword scene with the Banana Splits music.
Dude, that was a great scene.
That is so good.
Yeah, it really, really was. It was so unexpected.
Stuck in the Middle, Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah,
my ear hurts every time I hear that song. It's not because it's a bad song.
May I ask if any of you have ever seen Atomic Blonde?
Yes, that is a fantastic movie.
Can you think of Politics of Dancing any other way?
Probably not. Like, that whole album is ridiculous. It's a sexy movie. I'm surprised you guys haven't seen it.
Speaking of sexy, someone said this guy has a great radio voice.
He sure does. He's right. But, Michael, you should be in the business.
Well, you know what they say about faces and voices for radio.
Oh, yeah. I hear it every day.
One last thing before I go, BJ, just for you. Mm-hmm. It's a phenomenon I've run into. It happens to people, let's say about our age.
All right.
They can name or quickly sing any song, two lines, as long as it was on one of those multi-artist album commercials.
Oh, like K-Tel?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like the songs of the set. Freedom Rock, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, you name the song for them, they don't know it, but give them the one or two lines that were used, and they go, oh, yeah. But they can't think of any more of it.
God, those I don't even know if K-Tel is still in business anymore, but they were the cheapy way to get your favorite songs because you couldn't afford to buy the 45s at the time. So it was like movies. You know, you had to go, Michael, appreciate the call. You had to go to movie theaters and see it discounted. K-Tel was the discounted way to get, like, the greatest songs because you didn't have the money to go out and buy the albums or even the 45s.
Mad World from Donnie Darko. That's a good one. The cover.
Oh, yeah,
that's
good call.
Great song. Armageddon. I don't want to miss a thing. Someone just texted in.
Really?
Yeah,
you're right. That's
Armageddon.
I do think of that song.
What about the end of the first Matrix movie, Rage Against the Machine song, Wake Up?
Yeah.
My heart will go on for Titanic.
Shut up, Danny.
You're welcome. Now you're all singing it in your head.
I don't even know.
No. Thank God I don't know that song so well.
What was the Goo Goo Dolls song in the Robin Hood, was it?
Iris?
No, you're thinking Bryan Adams, Everything I Do It For You.
That's it, yeah.
that's okay.
How about what you were thinking?
Yeah.
Dude, that movie's great.
That was The Crow. Or was it not?
No, like you're thinking of City of Angels.
You really are failing at this
Ryan,
game, Steve.
Nick yes. Cage movie, and it's Iris.
So the idea of this game is what song definitely brings you to a movie, and Steve is proving that no song is bringing you to any movie.
The Goo-Doo-Doo's.
I'm going to go talk to Goodoo Will over
here. All right,
here,
fine.
Okay?
Let's do it.
It's a Goodwill. What a, I don't know if he's hunting, but Goodwill, you're on The Rock.
Hey, all right. You guys are talking about The Wrong Missy the other day.
Oh, the Netflix movie.
Yes.
Yeah. So last night I ate an edible and I watched that movie and I never laughed so hard in my life.
Dude. Oh, yeah. You're going to. There's no way you can eat an edible and not just basically, well, pee yourself watching that
Will,
movie.
How about the moment when she crawls underneath the bathroom stall? That's when I really lost it.
And he's halfway out the window.
Yes. Yeah, she's so good. It's on Netflix. It's
so
David
funny.
Spade and Lauren Lapkus, who you may not know her, but you'll recognize her because she's been in so many different things. She's so good in this. The Wrong Missy.
Great movie.
And well, you know, a fun story. It was just a cool story. Like, you kind of knew what was going to happen with everything. Like, oh, okay, they're setting it up. It's going to be The Wrong Missy. But it didn't matter, man. It was done so well, and it was just super funny.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Most definitely.
Yeah, appreciate the call, man. Glad you enjoyed it. And, of course, well, nothing wrong with taking, you know, having yourself a little, you know, a little help to watch a movie.
And shout out to, we've had him on in studio. He's a great dude. He's like the rock and roll composer around town, Matteo Messina. He's the guy who scored the movie soundtrack for The Wrong Missy.
Oh, very cool for Mateo.
Yeah, so I remember that's what made my wife and I want to watch it when it first came out because I saw him posting it. I'm like, I'll support my bud and put it on and started laughing from the minute it started to the end, man. It was a great film.
Oh, that's I didn't even know he did that, so it was a happy accident for me because I just watched it because I thought, oh, David Spade, let me give it a try.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a funny movie. I mean, if you need some laughs and you got an edible too, that hey, you can't go wrong.
So he says anything by Huey Lewis that makes me think of Back to the Future.
Oh, The Power of Love. Yes,
but I love how anything by Huey Lewis makes him think of it.
That's funny.
That makes sense.
Bohemian Rhapsody,
Wayne's World.
Yep.
Okay.
That's someone just texted that one in.
Can appreciate that.
Absolutely. Or I've had the time of my life. Dirty Dancing.
Yeah. Oh, you're right.
Yeah. What about La Bamba?
La Bamba.
What does that make you think of?
La Bamba, the movie.
Okay.
No, I'm following.
I mean, it's obviously it would. I mean, I thought there was another movie it was in. Of course, La Bamba's going to be part of La Bamba.
Well,
are you really playing this game with me?
Yes, I am.
Okay, that's great. He's doing good.
I don't think he's doing a great
Lust
job.
For Life from Trainspotting. That's a good one.
Oh, God, that's such a tough movie. I want to forget it. It was so brutal.
Great song. Iggy Pop.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But God, such a... Oh, man, that movie.
Caddyshack, I'm All Right by Kenny Loggins.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Oh, then you got to go Danger Zone.
Yeah.
Yeah? With?
The thing with the flying.
Top Gun. Yeah.
Why'd you give him the answer?
I don't know. I feel like I can't play this anymore with him because he doesn't understand this game.
This is so
I got
much
it right.
Fun.
You kind of have to like remember the movie.
The flying thing.
The flying thing.
Give me five more seconds. I would have got it.
Hey,
Goose.
How about Footloose? Can we go play? We'll play your style. Footloose always reminds me of Footloose.
Great
good
point.
Call, yeah.
That's a good one.
I Have the Tiger.
Rocky, baby.
Yeah. That's a good call, too. That's actually a really good call because that's
not
all
really
I
Rocky won, though. Because it wasn't in Rocky 1.
It wasn't in Rocky 1?
No, I believe it was Rocky 3.
Wow. You know what? Correctly. I would have lost a lot of money if somebody would have bet me on that. And I'm just, look, Steve, you're the expert. So I just, you know, it's one of those things where you just make a, you believe
I'm
that's
sure
the
I
case.
Remember which one it first popped in.
Wow.
Rocky 3? Yeah.
Wow, Rocky 3.
That's a great soundtrack. I would have bet highly
money
recommend
it. It was Rocky 1.
No.
Oh, I'm glad I didn't bet money. Okay, now I don't like that song anymore.
Okay,
yeah.
Fine.
Yeah, there you go. You're doing really well at this game, though.
I got it.
Yeah, you do.
Hey, somebody want to know, hey, Migs, do you know the wrestler Eric Stevens? Did you see that he sells cookies and they look amazing?
Excuse me?
Why haven't you got any for us?
Dude, so he's an indie wrestler. He's wrestled at Ring of Honor. He's an incredible wrestler. He was in town one time. He wrestled at Without a Cause Wrestling. Super cool guy, and he's just a great wrestler. But on the side hustle, he has like a Instagram page that has like 100,000 followers where it's like he's called the Family Food Dude.
Okay.
And he just reviews food with his kids. And then on the other side hustle is that he makes homemade cookies with his wife. And dude, I did not know about these until just recently. It's cookies and cream, but spelled with a K. And these are like cookies on crack, man.
Whoa.
They're like the gooeyest, ridiculous, like smorgasbord of food, like that's put into a cookie, and they sell out every time he puts them up. Like they're limited run every Tuesday. Him and his wife put them up on the website.
Oh,
different
man.
Flavors, like s'mores or like you know, like cookies and cream, whatever. Just like Reese's Pieces and some of these cookies, but they look like footballs. Okay, like, they're so huge, and it costs $40 for four of them. And right, they sell out all the time.
Can you camp out? Oh, four
Tuesday.
All right, camp out on Tuesday. We can cut them in half if we have to, so at least we all, you know, can get a little bite and sample. I'll be glad to pay.
I mean, look at these cookies.
Oh, those are ridiculous.
They just look so amazing. Oh, I don't even know what to call them. They don't even look like cookies. No, they're like really meals.
Right. They look just like somebody took an English muffin and just put stuff all over it, but didn't even shape it right. Yeah, they're ridiculous.
They're like a cake. It's like a cake in your hand.
Yeah, it's not even a cookie.
And like just gooing, this one's a Reese's egg melt, just like the Cadbury egg inside of a cookie.
Okay, I want it.
It's kind of a cool idea, though. Like, they just make a limited run. They charge a good amount. I mean, you're basically paying $10 a cookie, but this looks like three cookies in one.
Wow. Boy, it makes you wonder if this guy needs to think about going into, like, maybe, I don't know, getting a commercial kitchen and just saying, all right, we're going to go all out on this one.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Damn.
Or is that part of the appeal? Is that like, you know, on Tuesday you got to get on their Instagram and hope that you're one of the lucky to eat his cookie?
Hey, that's part of the appeal, but I also want his cookie.
Vicky knows that.
Excuse me.
Okay. We have to ask this question. What do Ryan Castle and Howie Mandel have in common? You're going to find out at 9:50 on The Rock.
And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and Howie Mandel have in common?
I should not be fed after midnight.
Oh, right. Okay, it took me a little
bit. Right, yeah.
Took me a little bit.
Let that one percolate in your brain a little bit, BJ.
You know what? And you know it takes a long time to percolate, but I think I'm finally brewed. I think I'm ready to be delivered.
One person says Steve has tried to put a latex glove over his head because of both.
Oh, right.
That's true.
That's a funny bit. That is a funny bit.
Oh, it was the best bit back then. I used to love watching Howie Mandel specials.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, Howie Mandel...
Both into fisting. Bumping.
Fist bumping.
Yes.
Fist
bumping.
Right.
That's what the text would just say.
Yeah.
As you would say, they're both into.
Yeah, yes. And the reason Howie's into that is because he has got massive OCD, and he's been a germaphobe
forever,
for a long time.
And it turns out he was right.
Yeah, he was right. He says, the whole world now understands my nightmare. And he joked that he really felt responsible for the shortage of PPE because he'd been hoarding gloves and masks and hazmat suits for the last 50 years. But he says, I've been giving them out to people because they need it more than I do. And he's like, I totally understand what you're all going through, because this is what I've been going through for 64 years of my life on this planet. And he says he can't wait for this year to be over. He hopes that we wake up and it's just his nightmare again and not everybody's. It is wild to think that this is how he lives all the time. And he's,
do you think he was singing Happy Birthday while he washed his hands all that time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I bet his mental clock at this point knows what 20 seconds is.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Ryan Castle, his mental clock knows where the 12-pack is, and he's got it up for you next.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
He's not going to be hosting the show, so I'm thinking, CBS, I don't know what you're paying for. He's the show, but okay.
Maybe they're just hoping that they can bank on, like, you know, the energy of that show and continue to have some viewers. But with the way that people are pissed off, I don't know.
Yeah, they're calling him a sellout.
Which is great. What the great philosopher Batman said, do you need to die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become the villain?
Yeah.
Ooh.
You remember it.
Good job.
Yeah. Well, no, I copy and paste it in front of me.
Oh,
man. Do you remember anything?
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Well, bankruptcy costs, of course, vary depending on what type of case you're filing. There's a certain amount of court costs and other out-of-pocket costs that you're going to have in any case. The filing fees in a bankruptcy case are about $300, whether you file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13. One of the things to watch out for when you're shopping for bankruptcy attorneys or looking at the different cost options is that a lot of times, especially the really cheap places, don't tell you upfront about all the court costs and whatnot that you're going to have to pay in addition to the attorney fees. So make sure that you get the full picture when you're comparing prices of bankruptcy lawyers on what the attorney fees are, how much your court costs are going to be, so that you can really make a true comparison.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.